No, I'm even working with psychologists and they cannot help themselves. They are yelling moms at home. Like, they are great professionals. They are helping people in their practice every day. But at the end of the day, they come home and they yell at their kids. Because in psychology, they don't teach you how to heal trauma. And even if they did, trauma healing is not a DIY. It's like as if you went to a medical school, learn how to be a brain surgeon. Does it mean that then you can come home at the end of your shift and do open brain surgery on your own brain? That's ridiculous, right? It's the same with healing trauma. I didn't heal my trauma myself after I learned those techniques. I worked with my colleagues who were at the same course, at the same program, right? So this is why I was trying to explain to this woman, like, go ahead, learn psychology. Like, it's amazing. It's great to understand how people's brains are working, why they do things they do. Like, I'm passionate about it myself as well. However, just to manage your expectations, it's not going to heal you. So if your mission in life, if that's exactly what you want to do, turn your beep story into something good, something beneficial in your future, then... Hi, I'm Elena, your mommy tantrum specialist, and this episode of the Zen Superman podcast is for all of you who do not fit in the usual box. You do not have a husband, maybe you do not even have a partner, or your partner is not a man, maybe it's a girl or a lady, or maybe you're not even a mom, or you don't have kids, maybe not yet, or will never have. Because you don't want to, or you're not a woman, you're a man, you're a super dad. So if that's you who doesn't fit the box and who's wondering, but is this still like, can you help me? Is what you're talking about, that managing your own anger and calming down your emotions so that you have healthy communication with people you love, can that help me too? Well, let's find out. Hi, Supermom or Superdad, Elena here, your mommy tantrum specialist and the founder of the Zen Supermom system. And me and my team have helped hundreds of moms and dads start setting healthy boundaries with calm. And this is the first parenting podcast that is not about your kids, that shows you why none of the parenting techniques helped you stop yelling at your kids and how to control your emotions from jumping out so that you can be the safe, loving parent you wish you had growing up. This is the Zen Superman podcast. Hi, Supermom, Superdad, or Superwoman without kids. The episode today is for you. I'm Elena, your mommy tantrum specialist, the founder of the Zen Supermom system, where we help loving but busy moms and dads stop yelling at their kids and set healthy boundaries with calm. Now, usually I talk here because, like, my setup, I wouldn't even say my belief system, it's just my day-to-day life, what I live with. I live with my husband, who I live with. I live with a husband, so I naturally talk about husbands and I talk naturally about moms and us women. But also, it was brought to my attention, and over the last few days, I talked to many women and men who were asking, well, can that work for me too? And who were drawn by my message, even though they do not fit the box. They are not our typical client, who would be like a mom with a husband or a partner or recently divorced, single, with kids. Like, that's our typical client. However, we do work with people outside of this box. We have inside women who are not moms, women who are in older age category, not just like my age. We have dads inside, and you will see in a few weeks there will be announcement. I am hiring a super dad coach, so we will have even male coach, so that girls work with girls, with female coaches, and boys work with boys. Because so often, and I already spoke about it in some previous episodes, so often the trauma, the generational trauma that we went through as kids, is related to a parental figure. Your trauma, if it was given to you by a mom and you're a boy, you will not want to work with a female coach, because you'll be like, no, she's going to blame me and make me feel not good enough. So this episode, really, I was reminded, and I wanted to talk about it today, to make an inclusive invitation so that you feel free to reach out no matter what your special uniqueness and special twist in your life story is. Mm-hmm. And let me share that on specific examples. Maybe that would be fun. Because not only I can see it working with dads, and we will have more dads coming in, but I was really reminded last week when I had a conversation with a woman who I naturally took for like, yeah, she's talking about partner, she's talking about a man. So I started talking about him, and then she corrected me that it's a lady, it's a woman. And I was like, oh, sorry. So I wanted to make also this public statement. I'm not a homophobic. I'm a very inclusive person. I do not have any prejudice. I love working with people of all kinds of, like, you see, I'm not in a box either. So I just wanted to apologize in case it ever triggered anybody, like me talking about husbands and talking to moms only. This is not an expression of my beliefs. That's just a reflection of my day-to-day situation. Yeah. And also, why I want to talk to you that it's going to work for you too. Because if you're drawn to this message, if you're finding out that there are some patterns in your life that keep repeating, and what we all have in common actually is the pattern, like, of the classic generational developmental trauma of growing up feeling not good enough. For whatever reason, yeah, not good enough. And that's one thing that unites us all, that we all have in common. I don't care what's your color, what's your age, what's your religion, what's your political orientation, what's your family situation, what's your relationships orientation. I do not care about that. Underneath, what's most important for me is that you're human. You're a human being. You understand that getting angry with other people, getting frustrated, resentful, feeling not good enough, blaming other people or yourself for how your life turned out, that's not a way to go. And rather than trying to change others, trying to control, perfect, manipulate your life and situations and people around you, forcing them to change so that you don't hurt, you understand there's actually something that you can be doing. If this is you, then yes, let's talk. And any episode of the podcast you hear, any of my trainings that you join, no matter that I call it Zen Super Mom, it is going to be for you too. Okay? Because, and that's the good news, if this is what you have, this generational trauma of growing up feeling not good enough, feeling like you're not worthy of being loved unconditionally, no matter what, without even having to change, without having to be perfect, without having to be a people pleaser who never says no and who always says yes and does things for others before they even ask selflessly, once you understand that this is a trauma, first of all, and yes, there's no shame in admitting that, because most of us grew up this way. You're definitely not alone. Maybe you're just more aware than others who would normally claim and say, like, yeah, it's because, like, all parents, all kids grow up having parents, right? Like, and all parents yell and have to have strong discipline. Otherwise, the kids would be narcissistic, manipulators, lazy couch potatoes doing nothing. Like, that's normal. No, look, I grew up with having yelling parents and I turned out just fine, right? No, this is the reason why I talk primarily to women, because men are taught to never admit, never ask for help and never admit that emotions are actually a useful signal when something is off in your life, in your body, in your relationships. So that's the explanation. That's why I talk to women. But if there's a man who's listening right now and who gets this, then please, I will welcome you with my arms open. Yeah. And the main reason why I wanted to talk about this today, like this inclusivity, inclusiveness, however you want to call it, is because the story of the woman I met last week who told me about her girlfriend, It was heartbreaking for another reason to me. And like, hi, if you're listening, you're an inspiration for a podcast. Because her email, she reached out to me through email and she shared with me, like, hey, I don't know if you can help me. I'm not a mom, even. And I know you work with moms, but I know that I have a lot of trauma I should be working through. And that's exactly the reason why I did not become a mom. Want to know why those gentle parenting techniques are not working for you? Where is that uncontrollable anger that you feel with your kids? Where is it coming from? Then download this mini book. I prepared it for you, busy, loving, but yelling super mom or super dad. Because no, it's not about learning more parenting techniques. It's not about doing classic talk therapy. It's not about more self-care time so that you can de-stress. No, there's something deeper going on. It's not even about your kids. So I compiled this mini book out of my most successful 1 hour long live training that I'm doing. I compressed it in just a few pages so that you can learn this, these two keys that you need to be able to stay calm with your kids, no matter how stressed you are, no matter how much they are pushing your boundaries, so that you know what it's going to take for you to stay calm and set healthy boundaries without yelling. Want to know how? Get that mini book now. And this is what was heartbreaking to me, because then when we talked, she shared her list with me, like, of what happened to her in her childhood. And I told her, honestly, we worked with all of this. We healed all of this. We know exactly how to do that. We have tools to heal this kind of trauma. And I was contemplating if I should tell her directly or not, because I didn't want to make her feel bad, like even worse. But I did tell her in the end. I told her, I just feel so sorry, and I'm so sorry those things happened to you, and even more, I'm sorry we didn't find each other earlier, because all of these things are not irreversible. We can help you heal, and if we did help you earlier, then maybe you could have had kids, if this was the reason why you didn't want to have them, because that's what she told me. Like, the only way how I knew I could stop this generational trauma that my parents gave me, again, not blaming them because they did the best they could, but they screwed up a big time. And because they didn't heal it, I didn't manage to heal it after 20 years in therapy. So then I thought the only way to stop it and not traumatize my kids is not to have any. And this is where I realized again how important this work is. So if there is any woman listening now or any man listening now who is at the age when you could still have family, and the only reason why you don't have a family is because you're hurting so much and you're so responsible and so aware that you do not want to get this trauma, you don't want to give it to the next generation, then please reach out before it's too late. You can do this. And don't worry about this particular woman. I didn't let her, like, just drown in her pain and guilt, feeling sorry for herself and just, like, even making her feel guilty. Like, oh, I wish we found each other a few years back. But this is where I then helped her. I applied mental fitness practice, yeah, because we do both. We do childhood trauma healing with mental fitness, because this is the amazing mind shift. Not to pretend that life is unicorns and rainbows and everything is perfect. It's not. Bad things happen to good people. But where I find the most value in practicing mental fitness is that it teaches you how to turn. I'm going to say a bad word. If there are any kids, turn down the volume. How to, because there's no other way how to describe it. I need to say that word. How to turn a shit story into something that makes sense, at least in some way, that can be gift or opportunity extracted from it, no matter how bad and painful and dark and heavy it seems at the beginning. Okay. And this is what this woman was sharing with me, because she was saying, well, And after 20 years of trying to get help and nothing is helping, and so now I'm even like converting my career and I'm thinking about studying psychology because I want to be able to heal myself and help others. So first of all, I have helped her explain, no, I'm even working with psychologists and they cannot help themselves. They are yelling moms at home. Like, they are great professionals. They are helping people in their practice every day. But at the end of the day, they come home and they yell at their kids. Because in psychology, they don't teach you how to heal trauma. And even if they did, trauma healing is not a DIY. It's like as if you went to a medical school, learn how to be a brain surgeon. Does it mean that then you can come home at the end of your shift and do open brain surgery on your own brain? That's ridiculous, right? It's the same with healing trauma. I didn't heal my trauma myself after I learned those techniques. I worked with my colleagues who were at the same course, at the same program, right? So this is why I was trying to explain to this woman, like, go ahead, learn psychology. Like, it's amazing. It's great to understand how people's brains are working, why they do things they do. Like, I'm passionate about it myself as well. However, just to manage your expectations, it's not going to heal you. So if your mission in life, if that's exactly what you want to do, turn your beep story into something good, something beneficial in your future, then rather I would invite you to first like work with somebody who can heal your trauma. Like, psychology course is not going to do that for you, so you need to do that with somebody. But then also, if you want to help other people healing their trauma, then start using those like development or trauma healing techniques. And this is where I've seen, like, yeah, sorry, we are going even deeper. I'm going into a rabbit hole because I feel like that there's a reason why I'm sharing it. Maybe there's somebody who needs to hear this today. I can't tell you the number of women that I work, that I talk to every week, who tell me that they are at the point in their life when they are realizing that the job they're having, it's not fulfilling. It was great at the beginning of their career just to start getting money and build up some credibility, build up some skills. But either when they become moms or when they burn out, because the burnout is usually coming because they are not aligned. It's just a job to make money, but it's exhausting them. It's not fulfilling them. So that then it's a recipe for a burnout. So there are lots of women who are at this stage right now and they are looking for, well, what's next? What could I do instead? What could be this fulfilling thing that would make me feel like I'm passionate about it? Every morning I wake up, I feel like, yes, let's do this. So that instead of dreading and dragging themselves out of bed, feeling already stressed out and feeling already ugh, they would jump up and feel excited. It's like, yes, this is my mission and I'm helping other people. And then even a bonus, if on top you can make it flexible so that you can work around your family hours. So I have lots of women who come and ask me, like, hey, where did you learn what you're doing? And how could I do the same? And it was the same of this same case of this woman who even decided she didn't want to have kids. And she said, well, I'm making it my mission to help others now. And I'm even thinking about, because she said she's been working with kids as well. So she would love to work with kids who are coming from families where they have been traumatized. But then I used a, how do I call it properly? I didn't give advice. I just gave my perspective as an invitation for her to consider other options. And this is why I'm sharing it with you also, in whatever other situation you're at. Because you can always help if helping people is what you're after. You can help best people who are in the same situation as you were 5 steps ago. Let that sink in. Think about the biggest obstacle in your life that you managed to overcome. And then go 3-5 steps behind, like where you were. Not totally at the beginning of your story, but a few steps back. That's the person you can help the most. Because you are far enough for them to understand that you have probably figured out something, like something that helps, because you have moved those steps they would love to take. You're not too far ahead, because if you were too far ahead, like if I would be levitating here in a lotus position, talking about yoga philosophy, you wouldn't be you wouldn't be connecting with me. You would be like, you woman in your ashram in India, like you're not in my reality. I'm still close enough to you so that you would understand, like you could project, like, this is me, this is where I want to be. Yeah. And at the same time, you are not completely at the beginning of the journey. That's why you resonate with my message. You are not completely at the beginning when you are still thinking that it's your kids and it's their fault because they are little monsters and you need to find a good parenting strategy to make them listen and obey, right? So this is what I shared with a woman, and I told her, well, rather than working with kids and being judged by her parents because you don't have kids yourself, so you have no idea how difficult it is, and they will be just blaming you and judging you, rather than that, you might need to work with women like you who have made the decision not to have kids because they've been traumatized so much. But they are still in the age where if you help them heal fast enough, like they could change their mind. They could still have a family. How amazing would that be? You see, so this is an invitation for you who's listening, no matter what your life story is, how unique it is. If you're looking for a new mission, if you're looking for a new purpose in life, if you feel like helping others through healing your pain could be it for you, then look just a few steps ahead. What is unique about you? And how is it that you could translate that once you overcome your struggle? You cannot be still in it yourself. Like if I would be still yelling at my daughter every day, completely caught up in my victim and hyperachiever burnout mode, I would not be able to help you. So heal yourself first. If you want to change the world, change the family, heal your family, start with you. And then look a few steps back. Who is it that you can help? Yeah. So I'm going to wrap it up here. I went all over the place a little bit. I feel like I don't even know why, but there is a reason why it happened this way. I think there's somebody who needed to hear this message. If that's you, I would love to hear from you. So just reply, find my email somewhere, elena@elenagomezrodriguez.com, wherever you can contact me, just let me know. And the key message that I really wanted to share with you is that everybody is invited and this work is effective and we can help everyone because we are all the same. We are all children emotionally inside who just want to feel loved and accepted with open arms no matter what. Even if you made a mistake, even if you're not perfect, you don't look perfect, you have different tastes and preferences and like your life is unique and special, you want to feel heard and seen and accepted, not judged. That's what we all want underneath, right? And that's how we are all born naturally. Before those layers of trauma and situations, I don't even call, if you don't want to call it trauma because you had a happy child, don't call it trauma. Let's call it pain. Before all of that pain happened to you afterwards, growing up, which naturally happens to all of us, that's who you were. That's how you were born. So this is what we can do for you too. Just take those layers out so that you can go back to being you, your essence. Who you were born to be. So I hope this message helped somebody today. I have no idea. Completely off the script. Not that I would use the script anyways, anytime. But I hope it helped. Let me know. Sending you a big hug. No matter who you are, super mom, super dad, superwoman, superman, I don't care. You deserve a hug. And congratulations for being part of not that many people who are open to listening to this message, who are ready to stop blaming others, stop blaming life, and start doing the only thing that you can really do to change, which is heal yourself first. Take very good care, and I will see you next time. Bye.